Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Many writers don't understand what it takes to sell books. They're good at writing them, but when it comes to making money from that writing, they're stumped. The marketing expert who happened to write a book will often see more sales than the creative writing major who has no marketing experience. Why? Because even if the marketing book is not as well written, the author knew what it would take to move copies, while the serious writer may have found himself stuck when it comes to marketing. So what's a writer to do? It's an awkward position to be in. You finish your book, publish it, and now what? It's been on Amazon for 3 days and no one's bought it. But the simple fact of the matter is, that's exactly what's to be expected if you didn't make an effort to build your platform the entire time you were writing your book. I don't care how well written your book is or how timely the topic. If your idea of promoting your book was updating your status on Facebook once and posting your book cover on your blog, be prepared for a financially abysmal launch. Now, that's what the 12-month author challenge is all about, impressing upon writers that just writing a book is not good enough. You must take concrete steps in the meantime to build your platform. I tend to use the words following and platform interchangeably, but they're not the same thing. The reason I do this is because platform is a rather abstract word for most people. But they can identify, usually, with having a following. The problem is that the word following makes people think that all that matters is how many followers they have on their social media pages. But your platform consists of everyone you know professionally, everything you've written, and everyone who knows you. So, as a self-publishing author, it's easy to see why having all of this is important. Because if you don't sell your own books, no one else will, right? And even though the 12-month author challenge is geared toward self-publishing authors, what if you have your heart set on finding an agent and being traditionally published? There's this misconception among writers who think that the second publishers buy their books, their careers will take off. They'll be on every morning talk show and everything they touch will turn to gold. Well, not quite. This could happen, I suppose, if your book hits the market in just the right way, reaches just the right people, and catches on in a hurry. But more likely than not, establishing yourself will be a slow, steady slog. And if you're lucky, and your publisher provides any promotion on your behalf, that promotional period won't last very long, and you'll be expected to take it from there. Their job is to get the ball rolling while also lending your book a little credibility based on their name. But most will not be willing to take a chance on you, a first-time author, if you don't have a platform to promote to from day one. Does this mean that every single published author had a large following and a solid platform when they were published? No, but understand two things. First, the focus on an existing platform is relatively recent, so it hasn't always been this important. And second, there will always be exceptions to any rule. So just because you know someone who got a book deal and who didn't have so much as a Facebook page doesn't mean that you will. Plus, the more marketable you make yourself, the better your chances become. So why limit yourself? So, be sure to invest some time each day in building your following, whether that's through your social media pages, attending writers' conventions to make new professional contacts, or booking speaking events. When it comes time to publish your book, you'll be glad you did. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Write podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.